Blog Talk Radio. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, my beautiful people? Y'all know what day it is. If you don't, let me remind you, it is Thursday, and we all know what Thursday is. And no, it ain't just Throwback Thursday, even though this is going to be Throwback Thursday. But it is another edition of the Mic Check brought to you by TSOTS Productions, Two Sides of the Story. Listen, we got a jam-packed show for y'all. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it because I grew up listening to these brothers. You all going to like this show. Y'all going to like this show. Y'all going to like it. So be prepared to call in. Be prepared to tune in. Listen, you know that you can listen to us two ways now. You can listen to us via Blog Talk, or you can listen to us via TSOTS Productions, via live stream. So, for those that's got that laptop handy, or you got your phone handy, you know, if you got your phone, call in 347-215-8558, because you're going to like this show. We're going to talk about the one and only New Edition. We're going to talk about the movie that was just on this past weekend. That, technically speaking, has been on all weekend, even the weekend. It is yours, the one and only, those truly, the Bishop Eddie Kane. I will surely be joined by my co-host, my partners in crime, Chills. Can't forget.
Yo, yo.
By my homegirl, Lady B. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing her in. Chills, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
Hello.
And of course, we got none other. Let me bring her in. The one, the fabulous, the fantastic, the phenomenal one, Lady B. What's up, Lady B? What's good with you?
Hey, honey, how are you? Hello, everybody. I was waiting to, you know, for my grand introduction because, you know, royalty does not come in unless being properly introduced. So that was a phenomenal
introduction.
I couldn't have done it better myself, honey. I'm going to have to put you on my payroll. I feel so regal after that. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? It's Brittany speaking to you live and in color for this wonderful episode. And you know what? I cannot wait for the mic to be checked tonight because one thing about it, I need to find out if it is in love. Why do I hurt so bad? I just, you know, that went all through me, that song. I just love it.
Okay. Oh, goodness, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I had to do it.
Well, let me first start by asking, how have you guys been so far?
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, well, you go ahead. I've been talking too much. Go ahead.
I'm cool. Can't complain. I'm here.
Same here, sir. Same here. Same here. Glad to have both of y'all here. The weekend is almost upon us, people. For those of us, we got one more work day. And for some, yeah, we got like another two. Might not, you know, to those that work throughout the week, God bless you. However, again, as I said, you might as well say this is a Throwback Thursday for real, because, again, we are going to be talking about New Edition. I know everybody and their mama tuned in this past week and watched the three-night series, basically telling the story of how New Edition came to be. I got some mixed emotions about it. You know, it was kind of a little nostalgic for me as well, because I grew up listening to them guys. I grew up singing their songs with my brother and my cousins and all that type of stuff. Doing the dance moves and all this other type of stuff. So it was kind of nostalgic for a while with certain scenes and all that type of stuff and certain songs. But we're going to be playing different New Edition songs. For those that tuned in the very beginning, you heard the very first song. We started off with one of their classics, If It Isn't Love. That song to me would always be, it would always be a classic, always be a banger. Always.
Right. Hands down.
We're going to play some other ones throughout the show. Tune in. Trust me, you don't want to miss them at all. So let's get started. We're going to start with Chills. What did you think, man, overall?
All right, overall, I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed the entire miniseries. I thought it was great. I mean, you had the drama. You had a lot of real from it. I'm comparing it to Straight Outta Compton, the Michelet bullshit story, all these other biopic movies. I gotta say the New Edition one was more accurate. It was more truth behind it. Because, I mean, those other movies had a lot of inaccuracies, including Straight Outta Compton, but I felt that the New Edition movie was, the New Edition story was more realistic. You could tell some of the stuff that was in it actually did happen. I mean, it was just great. I mean, plus it really displayed the mastermind that Michael Bivins really is. I couldn't really find anything negative to say about it. I didn't have any mixed reactions. I didn't have any negative thoughts.
Okay.
I mean, I can watch it again and again.
Okay. Okay. Lady B, what about you?
Give
me a rating of 1 to 10 and then explain why.
Okay. If I had to rate it 1 to 10, I would give it a 46. The number way up there. It was very, not 4 to 6, 46, phenomenal. I'm an actress by trade, performing arts educator by vocation. And I teach my kids that if they're playing somebody that was, a real person, I love transparency and I love truth. I hate when actors make things into a caricature. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you do the person a grave injustice when you don't try to take the time to study and know everything about them. And the thing I love about the New Edition story is you can tell that those brothers didn't just say, okay, I'm going to attempt to portray this person. They actually studied those people. They studied their movements. They studied the way they walk. They studied the way they talk. I was watching an interview of Michael Bivins, and I mean, that boy, I don't know his real name, but I call him Hakeem. You know, that empire mind is just stuck on me. But even the way Michael Bivins smiles, like he kind of crooks one, he kind of lifts up one part of his mouth when he smiles, he even got that down. I mean, and the fact that, I mean, I can go on and on and on. It was phenomenal. The fact that all of the vocals were done by the actors themselves, and they took the time to study all the riffs that New Edition did, and it's like they got the chemistry down pat. You know what I'm saying? And I saw a video comparing the 25th anniversary, whatever thing they did on BET that was the ending scene for the movie. They did a side by side of the actual footage and the movie. And I'd be doggone, I could not tell which one was the actors and which one was New Edition. I mean, they got everything down. And when you get away from the sensationalism of Hollywood and you get to the truth, that's when you get that. That's when you connect with the audience. I mean, it wasn't about I'm trying to put the blame on this person or I'm trying to, portray myself to be something I'm not. It's about, okay, we are real human beings and this really happened and we really made it through. I mean, I cried a couple of times. It was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful sight to see. Like, I, two thumbs way, way up. If I can cut somebody else's thumbs up and put them up, I'd do that too. It was awesome.
Well, we don't want you to cut nobody else's thumbs off. the cast. Before I get you guys going on the cast, I'm just gonna say I'm gonna list off who the cast is and who played who. So we'll start with Luke James, who played Johnny Gill.
Yeah.
We have Woody McClain, who played, of course, the infamous quote unquote. As dubbed by the late, great Whitney Houston, King of R&B, Bobby Brown, Elijah Kelly as Ricky Bell. I'm going to just say Bri. Now, I ain't going to mess up the boy's name. But Bri Gray as Michael Bivins, Algie Smith was I'm definitely going to get his brother some love because he's from my hometown right here in Saginaw, Michigan. So I got to give, you know, the hometown hero a little love. He did a fantastic job as portraying Ralph Tresvant and Keith Powers as Ronnie DeVoe. Me, I think, first of all, I think it was I wasn't feeling it at first, not the very first night. But by the end of the third night, I was just like, okay. Like, not bad. Good job. Good job. Go ahead, Lady B.
Oh, I agree. I'm sorry. I agree with you on that. I mean, like I said, from start to finish, it was a good thing. But and to put a pin in that, since we're giving shout-outs for hometown, you know, the Luke James, who played Johnny Gills from New Orleans, Louisiana, that wonderful city that I am born and raised and reside in proudly. Shout out to that, you know, proud graduate of St. Augustine High School. But anyways, I just had to get it. I'm just saying, since we're shouting out cities, you know, repping
it.
You know,
hey, listen, shout it out. I might as well throw in there that is also the hometown of our very own CEO, Mr. Poetry. You know,
yes.
I love Louisiana. I ain't gonna lie, I love Louisiana.
Yes.
I love the boot.
He's also a proud graduate of McDonough 35, as am I. So I'm just saying.
That's what's up. That's up. So we know good. We know some. We do know some good stock coming by the Louisiana.
Yes. Good heavy
so,
stock.
You know, and you know as well as the good old Mitten State, Michigan,
yes.
Of course. Now,
yes.
Yeah. But by the end of the third night, I was just like, okay, good job, good job. I did. Okay, the way that they could not have picked better people to portray each person. And like you said, you know what I'm saying, LB, like you said, you can tell these guys did their research as well as some fact that they listened to their real life counterparts. Because, of course, you know, Michael Biggin, Bobby Brown, all of them were on set during the taping and filming of this movie to give different pointers, of course, to each one of these actors and entertainers and singers and in their own right, pointers doing certain scenes and all that type of stuff. So I think casting-wise, they did a phenomenal job. What about you guys? What do you guys think?
Like I said, the chemistry was mind blowing. I mean, I heard that they spent each individual actor spent quite a bit of time with their real life counterpart. I mean, walking, you know, watching the way they walk and the way they talk and getting really a personal inside view of what it took to get New Edition to the superstar status that they are today. I mean, now there were some casting choices that I have a question that I had an issue with. I didn't understand why the only time we saw the mamas was in the living room. You know what I'm saying? Like they never ever ventured. They rarely ventured outside of that living room. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, me being an African American woman, you know, I don't know so much of that part being true, because like, and that could have just been me. Did you ever see them like actually on tour when those kids traveled, or did you just always see them in the house?
I mean, they never showed them. They never showed them in the crowd or anything like that. They pretty much showed them the same fact, like, yeah, as you said, in the house and all that type. Pretty much in the house, if not in the house altogether. In their own individual houses, especially when it came down to the point to where they had to, you know, vote whether or not Bobby is going to stay or not, or whatever the case would be. And we'll touch on that in a second. What I want to do is introduce as well another one of our co-hosts, one of our female co-hosts, and bring her on, the lovely... And I can't wait to sit up there and see what kind of knowledge she gonna drop tonight. But look like we lost her. Maybe if she calls back in, we'll get her on.
Okay.
Chill. What you think about the cast?
Yo. Man, the cast is perfect. I mean, even from the one person that was left out of with everybody who left out who everybody y'all mentioned. Shout out to my man Wood Harris, because he played Brooke.
Yes.
To a T. He was
no,
Brooke
yes.
for real.
We could how could we forget him? He was awesome.
Yeah. He played Brooke to a T. But the thing that a lot of people didn't know is Brooke really did raise him. He was their father figure growing up. Everything that Wood Harris said in that movie at playing Brooke was really true. Brooke wasn't getting no money off them boys off their first album. He was a talent manager / choreographer, but he was a talent manager. He didn't handle the business aspect of management. And that's the part that frustrated the mothers. But one thing that did get to me, though, when they were signing the contract, when he was signing the Streetwise, and none of the mothers took time out to read the contract.
Oh, I was just about to say that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm just saying, you got to think. Them boys weren't old enough to sign that contract without a parent or legal guardian to sign with them. So
exactly.
Out of all those adults, not one of them thought, so maybe we should read this? Because, I mean, that happens a lot. A lot
Lord,
of young talents
okay.
Let's pause real quick.
Let's pause real quick, and I'm going to let you finish your thought. We got our other co-host back. Miss Yada Boogie, what's going on? Adam, how are you? Come on in. Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Hey, loves. How y'all doing?
We good. We good, darling. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just running off the time clock. So what did I miss?
Well, you know tonight's show, of course, is about none other than NE. You know, being that last week we had a big premiere for the television series, the movie series on BET. So, of course, today, in the Invisible Throwback Thursday, we're talking about the movie. We're talking about the cast. We're going to be talking about the good as well as the bad, or some things that kind of got left out that maybe should have been added in overall. So we're going to let Chills finish what his thoughts. Then I'm going to get to you because I want to hear overall what you thought about the movie altogether.
Oh, okay.
All right. Like I was saying, how could all these grown women, their mothers, how could not one of them took the time out to read the contract? I mean, that's the one thing that got me, though. Like, how can they be mad that there's no money, but y'all didn't even read the contract to see which her sons were getting into? They was looking at it from, okay, this is a way out, blah, 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 but at the same time, all legal documentation should be read before you ever sign it. Hell, anything should be read, even if something filling out paperwork for your job. That's supposed to be read before you sign it.
True. True indeed. I agree. I agree with you as why none of them took the time out to read over to make sure the simple fact that, you know, their boys were going to be well taken care of, well compensated, to make sure the simple fact what, you know, as we like to say, the legal, the logistics of the contract and what would be required of the boys and so forth and so on. And none of them did that. And I think, and this is my personal opinion, I just think it was because they were so caught up in the fact of thinking, oh, we're about to become rich.
Right.
I'm about to be able to sit up there and get about this hell hole or get about this dump or get about this place, so that they didn't. All they thought about is the fact, I know my baby talented. I know they got what it takes to make it. We about to be rich. We about to get up out of here. And you can tell that based upon the stuff, the fact that they said to Brooke in the one scene where Bobby Brown's mama and I want to say Michael, I believe it's Michael Bivens' mama, that was played by Lisa Nicole Carson, that was just like, you know, we ain't seen much. We haven't seen much.
Right.
So, you know, because she made the statement, in fact, like, you know, they doing all of this, and, you know, I'm still on food stamps. So I think for the most part, that's all they saw was the dollar sign, which we know back in those times, shoot, even now, you got people that are sitting up because they so want to be in the business, in the biz, that they don't take time out to sit there and read the contract. You still got people that's doing that stuff right now and getting trapped. Now, it's not happening as frequent as it was back then because, you know, over time, jokers have learned and have been taught by other people that's been in the business and had it happen to them. Yo, you got to be on your stuff business-wise as well as when it comes to some fact to just being an artist. Go ahead.
My thing about that is, like, okay, New Edition came out way after The Temptations and other groups who had that same bad idea, let's sign this paperwork so we could get rich quick scheme. That's what it seemed like to me. And I do understand the fact that, yeah, you excited, you about to get this money and stuff like that, but you didn't see what happened to The Temptations, their loyalties and all that stuff like that. They're not getting paid for it. Like, different things like that makes me wonder, like, did that really go down like that? Did it really happen like that? Really, really? Everybody can't be stupid.
Huh.
With them, yes, that really did happen. That has been documented. They mentioned that in interviews.
That's crazy. And that's crazy to me, because that's too many groups that's been ripped off like that, NWA, them, The Temptations. And it's crazy that you want to look at the paperwork after you find out that you still broke. Really?
Exactly. Like, that was my issue. I mean, listen, I understand that you get blinded by the Hollywood and the lights and all that, but I know that was way back in the day, but they could have asked somebody. They could have got some legal aid. They could have did something. I don't understand. It's like they just, okay, oh, what? Oh, they just signed the paper. You don't know what you were signing. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that I really kind of find unbelievable. If I can, you know, like, I know me being a black woman, I wouldn't just go sign some paper. Somebody come tell me, you know, maybe your child can blow. I could make them a star. Sign this paper. I could be signing for you to sell my child into sex slavery. You got to read. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's even crazier to me? A lot of African Americans back then and still today pay more attention than what's going on with that food stamp paperwork than they do with the money that they about to get in their pockets. And that's all crazy to me.
Say it again.
That they pay attention more to that welfare and that food stamp than they do to the money that's actually going inside of their pockets. I would have looked at that. Now, you cannot put a dollar sign on any paperwork and say that Kenyatta signed it without reading it. That is asinine. You will not catch me signing any paperwork like that. I've let go one record label myself because he would not allow me to read the paperwork, and they crooked like that. They do stuff like that. Try to rush you to sign things like that.
Let me tell you, somebody
in that group should have had sense enough to say, man, let's read this for real, y'all.
Let me tell
right,
you.
I'm going to cut y'all off. For two reasons. Honestly, at the time they signed those contracts, they were 11. So I wouldn't expect an 11-year-old to actually know that side of business.
But you would expect his mother. That's who I'm talking about, the parent.
That's who I'm holding responsibility. Yes. Say it, Yada. Amen. Hallelujah. Say it again.
The parents are responsible for them until they make 18 at least. So
no,
don't even get the same.
Okay, I stated that earlier.
I said past that. When I was signing the contract for a potential agent, my mama read the contract, God rest her soul. She read the contract three times, and she sat there at the table Googling the words she didn't understand. Because we didn't know what in perpetuity meant. My mama sat there with her phone under the table. She said, wait a minute, you can use this girl picture in perpetuity. That means forever? Baby, that's a parent. You don't just get caught up by the glitz and glamour. Read that. You could be signing your child's life away. Now, that part I don't excuse, because there's free legal aid. They could have been like, Sarah, go around the corner, ask Michael to call his smart cousin, because, you know, everybody got that one smart cousin that they went to college and read every book and know everything. They could have got that smart cousin to read that and tell them what's going on.
Right, right.
They could have opened the encyclopedia or the Webster's Dictionary and looked at them words. I'm sorry, that was my little soapbox moment. I'm getting off the soapbox
now. Okay. Right. Y'all do know we
got to
play music, right?
I know. We got all this.
Go ahead and play that music. Sorry.
Play it. We saw it.
I like that fire, though. I like that fire. Y'all got it. That mama's not reading that contract obviously struck a nerve with y'all.
It does, because I feel like you, my mama, you're supposed to protect me, whether it's physical, emotional, everything.
Wow,
you're
wow.
supposed to protect me as a child. You're my mother. You're responsible for me, not to help them mess over me.
Come on now.
Okay.
Say that.
We're gonna take a quick song break. We're gonna hit y'all with again another classic from NE, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna touch on that, because I still got something to say in regards to them and not getting the contract and all that type of stuff. Now, it's not necessarily to take up for them, but a little bit of playing devil's advocate. But we're gonna get into this song. And we'll be back in a second.
Candy tree, she knocks me high up off my feet. Oh, candy.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, that was the song that started it all. Candy Girl. And let's just listen. Can't nobody say they ain't like that song. And little Ralph, boy, that boy has some pipes when he was younger. Let me tell y'all. He has some pipes. That boy has some range, too. He has some range, too. That's range. As I said, we were talking. And, of course, for those that are just tuning in, again, it is Throwback Thursday on here on Mic Check, and we are talking about none other than the New Edition story that aired on BET this past week. I am the one, the only, your boy, Bishop Eddie Kane, of course, with my boy Chills, Lady B, Y'all Hi. Boogie. So, and we are discussing, in fact, of course, the movie. We're talking about the cast, everything, what we liked, what we didn't like. And for those of you that are listening and want to give some feedback, you know, we welcome it. Call in. You know the number, 347-215-8558. Press that 1. And once you're in the queue, we'll get you on and you can sit up there and say your piece. We know y'all watched it. We all watched it. Let's just be for real. We all tuned in them three nights and watched.
Times.
You know, then we had I had church family hurrying up leaving the service so they can go watch it. So therefore, we all know everybody across America was watching. So, we left off. Of course, the ladies were. We all have touched on the subject, of course, about the mothers. The scene where the mothers have basically all signed a contract and not one of them bothered to take the time out and read the contract to see what was in it. To see if whether or not if they even should sign the contract. The ladies voiced, of course, their unpleasantness with the mothers not reading the contract.
I don't think it was unpleasantness. I think we were just a little perturbed. That's the word.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so there it is. Perturbed.
Perturbedness. That's the word.
So. Okay, we know, for real, we know the simple fact is that, let's just be for real, they have a saying in the industry, period, but especially in the music industry, that there is a sucker born every minute. Because there is someone.
All other women in the same group? Yeah, that was 6 minutes worth of suckers right there.
Well, hey, listen. We can just honestly sit up there and say there was a whole lot of sucking going on at that particular time. Nevertheless, I think the mothers did not bother to read it because they were caught up in their own desires more so than the desires of their sons, and that was the opportunity to get out from where they were.
I have a question for y'all. Maybe y'all can help me. How did they get signed to that man's label instead of MCA or whatever the name of the parent label was? Like, I don't understand how they got duped into doing that.
I don't know.
How are you?
Chill, you got a comment on that?
Not at all.
I can explain this. Okay. Now, Jerry brought them in to make them believe that they were signed to MCA. It was said in the movie that he was paid by MCA $1 million to bring in a next pop act. So, how he got them to sign the contract was he had his lawyer put it together under his own blase label so he can stay in control of them, meaning he will control all their finances, he will control their merchandising, their appearances on live TV, so on and so on. That's how he was able to do it. Again, not reading the contract.
Nope.
I mean, that's two missed opportunities with those contracts didn't get read, and still the parents still had to sign that contract because New Edition was still Myers.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And
I also believe he played on the part as well of them still being all about money. Because at the end of the day, Bobby Brown mama, listen. They say the apple does not fall far from the tree. In this particular case, they are not lying, because you was able to, I just from the gate, I'm like, that's Bobby Brown mama in my Bernie Mac voice.
Was that the woman who said that line so hard? She said, we've been waiting on the royalties. We've been hearing that since Candy Girl. That was her?
Yeah, that was her. She was the one.
So
well, baby, if you would have read that paperwork, you would have known you wasn't getting them royalties.
But wait, okay, I'm gonna give another twist to it. Maybe they weren't money hungry. Maybe they were vulnerable. Cause you never ever, did you see other than Brooks? Did you see a father figure in there?
No.
In none of the stories that they played, what a music background of father is involved.
Maybe they were vulnerable.
Gerald was somewhat of a father figure to Mike and Ralph. Hell, even Johnny. He was a guy that pretty much took them under his wing at MCA once they got rid of Gert. He did have an established relationship with him.
I mean, basically, I'm inclined to agree, because you could tell the simple fact, like, the scene between him and Bri, where he going and he basically letting them know, like, listen, y'all done got hosed again, because my man gaffled y'all.
All right.
Y'all not getting no money, because it's going all to him. And then he went on to basically, like, school him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, listen, this is you got to be about this, which totally, I believe, shifted Michael Bivins to be like he is now. You know what I'm saying? A producer, everything else. Switched his mind up. Like, you know what? Okay, I know I need to change my position then. And I want to be this. I want to be the man behind the scenes and this and that, because apparently the man behind the scenes is the one that's getting all the papers. So, I mean, again, ignorance. You have people, honestly, out here that live to play off the ignorance of others.
Right.
Take full
advantage
of. And
it's right there in the music industry.
Right there. Right smack dab in the middle of it.
Right.
You know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
You know, the common thread in all of these, like, biopic movies, it's always these poor black people and, like, this one savior that comes. Even with, what's the one you just said, Straight Outta Compton. It was that white man came, and the savior, like, hey, y'all. I'm going to take y'all out of here.
Jerry
Heller. I'm going to find out he's using them.
Yeah, that's how it is. I mean, you took advantage of it.
Made me mad. Like, I understand we all supposed to be boys, but my boy was going along with the snake who also didn't read the paperwork that he was getting jacked to. We didn't stick together until Dr. Dre went and did his thing. Ice Cube was doing his thing, and now they making money because now they reading because they got jacked the first time.
But it's a whole bunch of stories of young, eager, naive, gullible, uberly talented people getting taken. I'm like, dang, y'all ain't learned nothing from but that goes to show you. That there's an old saying, they always say, if you don't learn from your history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Absolutely.
That is true. Constantly hearing that. And I'm like, I'm so glad, even though sometimes
us living in this technology-driven world can be annoying sometimes is really a good thing, because in today's day and age, if somebody pull a wool over your eyes, you pretty much had it coming, because you can sit there and Google what they're saying. Or there's so many things you can do to get the upper hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't understand, because some things, in my opinion, you ain't got to be smart, but some things, like these little, you hear them on the radio every so often, and it'll be like this, George Dow likes the Disney Channel. Under this hotel at such and such, and look, and it'll be the industry's leading agents, so let's help you. You know what I'm talking about? And then you get there, and then you pay $1,000, and they say, we're going to get you on the Disney Channel. You ever heard that? Those type of things.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then people go there, because I had a family member come to me, and they were like, Brittany, we heard about da-da-da, and I was going to take my daughter there. I'm like, let me tell you something. If it's a legitimate thing, they're going to pay you to get you where you need to be. They're going to invest money and time in you, because they're going to see it as an investment, and they're going to get their money back. Nobody's going to ask you to put up nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. I'm like, you go there. All you said was twinkle, twinkle, little star, and they say, oh, yeah, you're going to be on that show Raven, and da-da-da-da, give us $1,500. And here you going trying to borrow it from everybody. Oh, pay attention. Sometimes it's time to fit. And me being me, and I guess I'll just say I'm money hungry, first thing I would have asked that man, okay, Mr. Producer, I know my child is talented. When I'm going to see them in? When I'm going to see them in? Bring me them, you know, I want the kind that folds, not the kind that jingle. Bring me my money. When is that going to happen? I want to just sign, you know, all right, baby, you're going to Dubai, see you in 2 months. And my child is 11? No, sir. That's my soapbox moment again. I'm going to get off the soapbox and stay off of this.
Well, I mean, again, because we're up until the last 10 minutes of the show.
But wait, hold up. I know we last 10 minutes. Hold up. Let me say this. Now, you said they were children, okay, earlier. You were like they were kids, so they weren't responsible for X, Y, and Z. What about all these adults that been ripped off? Like
that's
that?
Just stupid right there.
All these adults that signed to these labels today, like, okay, Lil Wayne. As educated as he wants it to be, he still got jet.
Cause he...
That's all I'm
saying. How can I put it? I mean, again, I think when you get short-sighted, and when I say short-sighted, I mean the same fact to where you get caught up on one thing. In this case, let's just be for real. When it comes to the industry, I don't care what part of the industry. I don't care if it's trying to be an actor or an actress. I don't care if it's trying to be a musician or be a songwriter or be a producer or be a singer or anything of that nature. If it's trying to sit up there and be an athlete or all this type of stuff, because it happens even in the sports world where you get jokers that take on an agent and get suckered by the agent. To where the agent is really getting them a bigger chunk of their money than what they get. If you're hung up on the fact of, you know, I'm about to be this or I'm about to be that, and you don't fully look at the big picture, and by the big picture I mean not just the finances, not just the change in your finances, but you look at the big picture of how it's going to affect you mentally, emotionally, how it's going to affect your family.
Right.
What are the pros and cons? What are the pros and cons of going in this area? What are the necessities as far as having the right support system around you? As far as the fact of doing proper research. Do you know anybody, in fact, that's been in that field, is in that field, that can help you? All this stuff. If you don't look at the big picture, before signing that contract or making that verbal agreement, then you are making yourself. You are basically you're putting yourself to be vulnerable. These new additions, mother.
Listen, I mean, there's no way to get around it. They dropped the ball big time. Their mothers dropped the ball not once but twice. Because they were not, and what makes it bad the second time around is because Brooke explained to them the first time of why there was no money. And even though they're sitting up and they interviewed old boy and the this and that, the sole focus was on, we want some money. But my thing is, the simple fact is that you didn't bother to do no research on him to find the simple fact if he was credible or not, to find out if he was a scam artist. You just took for his word what he was saying. And just like, he's more knowledgeable, or he's talking and acting like he's more knowledgeable than Brooke. And you fell for it again. So if you don't have the right people in your corner, somebody that's got some wisdom, somebody that can clearly see and see, like, you know what, you looking at this thing through rose-colored glasses. Let me take these glasses off you so you can see clearly and think with some and use some common sense. You've got to have at least one person in your corner that can sit up there and get you to that, give you that knowledge, that sit up there and say, hey, knock you upside the head and say, listen, I need you to pull it back in. For you fall for the okie doke. You got to have at least one.
But you know what? I think I'm not gonna spend too much time on it. But I really think it goes kind of also. They were worrying more about their needs than the needs of their child. That's a trend I see a lot with young mothers, and I think that a lot of them had those kids when they were young. When you become my mom always, rest her soul, she always told me, do not become a parent until you are absolutely ready to sacrifice what you want for what they need. She said, when you came along, I made sure you had the best of everything you needed, even if that meant that I had to go without. I didn't mind because you were my child, and my focus shifted from making myself, you know, whatever, to giving you everything that you wanted and needed. And I think they didn't do that shift. You understand? They got, okay, well, we're kind of tired of being in a project, and we can't really do nothing, or we can't take that jump and better ourselves. Oh, wait, but our kids maybe can take us where we need to go. You know what I'm saying? And they got clouded by that. They got
I agree wholeheartedly, and we are going to end on that note. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me say thank you to my host, of course. Shout out to our wonderful CEO and co-CEO, Poetry and Dolce Diva. We are going to have part two. We're going to have part two next week. So we want y'all to tune in next week, because we're going to continue this, because it was getting good. And we're going to dive further into, of course, the group that is New Edition. So tune in next week. We're going to get some shout-outs. We're going to get some promos. We're going to get some promos. Of course, tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. Y'all know tomorrow is Friday. Hello, weekend is here. And what better way to kick off the weekend than tuning in again tomorrow night for His and Hers with the one and only, my man Ouch, and, of course, the crazy, yes, I do call her crazy, even though I love her, but the crazy Almond Joy with her very unique vocabulary. But tune in tomorrow.
Excuse me. Tune in to a special Super Bowl edition of the Skybox Sunday at noon.
Yes, sir.
Right before you get ready for the big game, come holler at your boy Chill. I'm going to give y'all the breakdown on both teams. We want to talk Super Bowl. We want to talk matchup.
Oh, I'll definitely be tuning in, sir, because I'm rooting for them good Falcons, because I can't stand them. That's a story for another day. We'll talk about that on Sunday. Right, but again, tune in tomorrow night. His and Hers. His and Hers Friday. Tune in with your lovely host, Ouch Almond Joy. Again, tune in Sunday at noon for a very, very special edition of Skybox with my man Chill, Super Bowl edition. Gonna give y'all a lowdown on each on both teams and his pick. Then, of course, then back to our regular schedule program. Playing again on Wednesday night for Skybox with my man Chill, as he's going to give you the lowdown again on the Super Bowl, the outcome of the Super Bowl, as well as the NBA, NHL, everything involving sports, wrestling, you name it, he going to cover it. Then we'll be back again, as I said, next week for part two of speaking about the new edition story and hitting on all points of it. So we got 3 minutes left. Going to go to each co-host, let y'all give y'all shout-outs, starting with my man Chills, and we go from there.
Holla.
Lady B, you got any shout out, darling?
I do. I want to give a shout out to my. Go ahead, y'all. I'm going to close it out. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to give a shout out to my brother, Poetry, and his lovely wife. That girl who I've been trying to get for the longest, Dawson. Anyway, and y'all, I appreciate y'all.
That is the devil, Bobby Boucher.
The devil. All right, so my final shout-out, I want to give a shout-out to my phenomenal students of Celerity Charter School, Dalton and Woodmere and Lanier and Crestwork. This week was show week. And from my kindergartners up until my eighth graders, they put on a phenomenal show. We talking pirouette, Ella Bass. My babies were doing it. I am so proud. Congratulations to y'all, Miss James. Love y'all. See y'all next week. To my blog, Talk Radio World, y'all be cool.
And that is what's up. In 1 minute. So on that note, again, tune in next week at of course at 10 p.m. We look forward to the fact of diving in deeper into this. Y'all have a safe night. Have a blessed night. Love on your family. Hey, stay humble. Stay hungry. Be blessed. We out.
Bye.
Peace.
Deuces.